Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hello, my name's Keith Teedy. I have the New Media Central podcast. It's a weekly podcast. And this week, I'm talking about the election, believe it or not. I'm not going to talk about how badly Joe Biden did in the debate. And I'm not going to talk about how he's not capable of running this country for a minute, let alone four more years. What I'm going to talk about is how critical this election is for this country, for our lifestyle that we've come so accustomed to, and for the entire planet, honestly. If we continue down this path, we're going to have big problems. And when we have big problems, the rest of the world has big problems. So my message on this week is, it's critical. This election coming up, I know they say that for everyone, but this by far is the most critical election we've ever had in this country's history. We need to really make sure we get it right, because it's going to change a lot if we don't get it right here. And changes that are going to be not good for everyone in this country and the planet. So we got problems around the world, as everyone knows. And we got a country here, the United States. We're very powerful on every front, militarily, economically, and many other ways. And then we also have China. China, in the past, has thought that they would like to just stay China, let everybody else be themselves. The problem is, at some point, China could become larger than the United States in terms of the economy. If that happens, they may decide to expand. If they become the economic superpower and surpass all the other countries, including the United States, they could decide they want more. They work their tails off to get to that point. And a lot of times when you work hard to get something and you attain it, you want more. And it's very possible that China would feel that way. What that means for the United States is it could be us that they come after. And it's most likely going to be us that they come after, because we're number two. And if they acquired number two, they'd be number one by a huge amount over everybody else. Makes sense. We can't ever let that happen. Ever. We can never let that happen if we want to maintain the lifestyles that we enjoy right now and we've enjoyed for years. We are begging for that. If we reelect Joe Biden or any Democrat, we're begging for it, because we're going down a rabbit hole right now with the Biden administration. We have lost so much in so many ways, economically, societally. Some of it was inevitable. Sometimes I look at America as a child that was spoiled, and then he grew up, and the spoiled child just thinks that everything is going to be the way it is forever, because that's the way it's always been for them. And they don't have to put out any effort at all to keep things the way they are. The problem with that is it's not true at all. It's not even close to true. Freedom takes effort. We proved that through many wars that we've been through. World War I and World War II, example, we fought and had heavy casualties, and it was very expensive in every measurable way, economically and militarily and in blood. A lot of people died defending our right to freedom in this country. The problem with the United States right now, one of them, in my opinion, is we had it so good for so long that the generation that's coming up now that's going to be in charge of things has no idea how much effort, energy, dollars, and human sacrifice it takes to have a strong country and a strong economy. It takes a lot of effort and energy. And so when you got us this country, the United States, that's the biggest country in the world economically, being run by a bunch of people who don't have any clue of what it takes to maintain that, there's no way it can stay. There's no way that we can stay the economic superpower of the world if we have a bunch of people who don't know, not by their own fault, but just by the fact that we've been number one for so long. It seems like it's always going to be that way for a lot of people. the problem with the Democrats running things is they say that's okay. You don't have to put out any effort. Matter of fact, we don't want you to. We want you to sit around and do nothing. We'll take care of everything. On the other hand, you've got the Republicans who, and neither side is perfect. Both sides have a lot of problems. Both sides have a lot of good. But in basic terms, the Republicans say, no. You can't just sit back and hope that this thing keeps on rolling by itself. It ain't gonna. History proves that, and logic proves that. So, to me, our biggest threat is not Russia. Russia's not good, but Russia doesn't have a leg to stand on, really. They can't even beat one little country, and they can't come for us. They've got a lot of nukes, but why would anybody start a nuclear war when they know that the end result is there's nothing left to rule over or to enjoy the benefits of? So we're not worried about Russia. I'm not. They could create problems for us, and they will, because they hate us. But the country that I'm worried about is China. And I don't feel like China is in a big hurry to come over and conquer us. It's, like I was just saying earlier, it's inevitable when they become number one, if they do. And the reason I'm talking about this is the likelihood is much, 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 much higher if we continue to have Democrats in office. If we get the Republicans in office, specifically Donald Trump, that threat goes away by a lot immediately. So that is one reason among many that it is so critical and probably the most important one. We have that we elect Donald Trump. We have luxuries in this country that most other countries on the planet can't even imagine. We have so much to offer our citizens that we can't even conceive what it would be like any other way. And it would be good if we could keep it that way, and we can, but we have to do what it takes to get there, to stay here. If we allow China to become number one economically, things change dramatically. And even if it's not a forceful, we're going to come and take you over, it's just going to happen. They will do what they want, and nobody can stop them. So we have to be very, very careful, especially in the next few years, about how we proceed as a nation to ensure. I'm an American. I'm not ashamed of it. I love it. I am thankful for it. I'm grateful for it, but I don't want it to go away. I don't want this country to do what so many other countries in the past have done, which is get big and then get lazy and then fall. I want us to realize we can't be lazy. We got to work our tail feathers off. I was listening to Elon Musk the other day, as I often do, because he is so very smart and knows a lot about so many things. And he said that China has a lot more smart and hardworking people than the United States. That's not always been true, but it's becoming true. I mean, it is true, and it's becoming a situation where they have more smart, hardworking people than we do. That's what it takes to keep this country number one. It takes a lot of smart, hardworking people. You don't have to be the smartest guy in the world to help in our country. And you don't have to be the hardest working guy in the world to help this country. You do have to be as smart as you can be. Don't get lazy. Don't think you don't have to think about stuff and act on those things. And you have to work hard. Always. Everybody in this country, always. I've spoken about this since I started doing podcasts many years ago. It's true. You can't get lazy and hope everything stays the same. You got to work hard. Everybody in this country has to work hard at all times. When I see, I have friends, work friends, who are of a much younger generation than myself, and I can't understand how they don't have the passion that my generation had. They don't want to go work. They'd rather sit home. I had one guy tell me that his goal in life is to stay in his mom's basement for the rest of his life. How can that be a goal? How can that be a goal in reality? I don't get it, but it's what we've come to here. And we got to have something to get us back. We have to have a regime in the top spots of the country reminding us daily and incentivizing us daily to do what it takes to stay number one, which is be as smart as you can be. Doesn't matter how smart you are. It just has to be as smart as you can be and work as hard as you can. If you're not big and strong and you can't work very hard, that doesn't mean anything. All you've got to do is work as hard as you can and be as smart as you can. Doesn't matter where you fall on the spectrum. As long as everybody in this country is doing that, we got nothing to worry about. We still have the natural resources required to do what we need to do. The chief natural resource among them is petroleum. Right now, there's alternatives out there, and awesome, because we're going to need them when the oil runs out. But in the meantime, the most important thing on this planet is petroleum, and we got lots of it, thankfully. And with a Republican regime, especially Donald Trump, he's going to go, okay, we are going to run out of oil at some point. But until we do, we got to use it to the best advantage that we can. And to do the crazy stuff that the Dems are doing right now, why? Why? It's not going to make anything better. It's going to make things worse, and a lot worse quickly, if we keep going down this path. We have to open up the oil. We have to be the world's biggest exporter of oil. You get the money for it, and also have the oil. We got to have the oil, and we got to have the money. And that's where it's coming from right now. It'll be different in the future, of course. But right now, petroleum is it. We got to get that pipeline open again. And we got to do it soon. If we do that, and we all work hard and smart, we will maintain our position as number one in the world. And there's a lot of good things that come from it. It's sad that the generations that are coming up that are going to be in charge soon don't realize that. So it's going to be our responsibility to ensure that they do know that. And we want it to happen before a catastrophe happens that changes things so much that we do fall into a malaise because we no longer have any reason to fight. We've got good reason to fight now. Plenty of good reason. We've got what we need here to maintain number one. And there's lots of good reasons to do that. Namely, our lifestyles that we enjoy right now. Every day that I take a shower, I am so grateful that I have hot and cold running water. And I think about a time when that may not be true. And it makes me very sad. I think about having heat in the winter and air conditioning in the summer. And we can maintain that. A lot of people go, oh, we can't use air conditioning anymore because it's too much of a strain on the globe. But, or the way it's set up right now with the grid that we have right now and the way we produce energy right now, yes, that could be a problem. But there's so many other solutions and options that we don't need to worry about it. What we need to worry about is working hard and working smart every day, every one of us, so that we can come up with those options and solutions so that we can maintain the lifestyle that we enjoy right now and even much, much greater than we have right now. You know, we look back at the 1950s and they were thinking, yeah, man, we got everything. But they had a lot of good, cool stuff, but I'd rather live now than in the 50s in most situations, for most reasons. But, and we could lose it all. We could get up in the morning and either not take a shower or take a shower with cold water or take a sponge bath because there's not enough water to take a shower with. That could happen. We don't want it to. And it doesn't have to. There's so many options. And there's a lot of smart people that know that we can do it. We will at some point if we do the right things. Starting right now. It's critical. We are on the precipice. We're standing at the edge right now, looking over, going, okay, we can either get knocked off this edge right now, or we can work to get back to not being on the precipice and enjoy what we got. And the thing that makes that all okay, people are worried, oh, we can't be that, we can't be mean, and we're not. We're the most generous country that's ever existed. And we want all the other people on the planet to enjoy what we have here. And we can accomplish that. We truly can accomplish that. If other countries come into power and take over the number one slot, that may not be true and probably won't, depending on the country. But if some other country takes over the number one spot, they may not care whether we are enjoying ourselves or not. In the United States, we've always been interested in the welfare of all the other people in the world. We rebuilt countries after we beat them up, and that's unique. We are a charitable country, and we do want everyone else on this planet to have decent lifestyles, and we will work hard always to try to help that happen. We can't make them, but we can help them, and we can help them understand what they got to do to get that way. So anybody that's out there that's worried, oh, we've been number one long enough now, we need to let somebody else take over, or oh, number one is mean, or if we got it, that means we took it from somebody else. It's not a zero-sum game. We add value, and that makes everything better. And if we keep adding value, and we keep adding lots of value, everybody on the planet eventually gets to enjoy what we have here, and even more, and even way more. It's what we got to do here, folks. If we don't, I fear for the population of the planet. If we do, we can have the greatest existence that we can't even imagine. We can have luxuries and creature comforts that we can't even imagine right now. And it's all good. People, we're already too spoiled. No, we don't want to be spoiled. We want to be comfortable, but work our tail feathers off and be as smart as we can be at all times. And when you have those creature comforts, it's easier to do that. I mean, think about it. If you have a nice place to sit down and do work, you're comfortable, you do a lot more work than if you got a crappy place to do your work and it's not comfortable. It's known, it's proven. What we want to do is we want to do that globally. We want to make sure that everybody on this planet has the opportunities that we have here. And that's not BS. That's reality. And it can happen. I've seen it. We can do this. We have to. And it starts with the election in November. I don't know if we can survive another 4 years of Democrats in charge. As a matter of fact, I feel pretty strongly that we will not be able to survive it as a nation and as a planet. When you get right down to it. It's hard to imagine that right now is that precipice, that right now is the most critical thing that's ever happened on this planet. But it is. We got to make this right. We got to make this country the number one that brings everyone under its wing and says, come on, come on. We got this good. We want you all to have it too, and we will help you in every way that we can, because we know that a contented planet is a prosperous planet, and we want to be. There's plenty of stuff here. There's plenty of water. There's the ability to have plenty of food for everyone. We got to do it. And going down the road we're on right now, it'll never happen. We got to change it. We got to get the right people in charge. We got to make sure that we are number one for all the good reasons. And we got to do it. We can't sit around and hope that some guy in the White House is going, yeah, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. You don't have to worry about working. No, don't worry about that. We'll let everybody else on the planet come here and enjoy this. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. We have to do the right thing here. I hope that we do. I'm just one spoke in a giant wheel of people saying, we got to do this. It's not BS. It's not uncompassionate. It's not bad. It's good. And we got to do it.